You're listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's an amazing clip from our show in the category of money and business.
And actually, we have a great contest for those of you who do subscribe to our free channels. We're giving away $250 gift cards multiple times a month. You just go to believecontest.com. That's believecontest.com for all of the instructions. The best feedback, the best questions are going to get awarded $250 gift cards, and it's free, completely free, nothing to buy there. And it's just my way of giving you money, giving you something of value to get you to move, to get you really, really to take action. And that's what I'm here to do. So I'm really excited for the opportunity to do that. Thank you so much. So today we're going to get into some really great stuff. We're going to get into things to do with money and business, health and wellness, some news, and the universe and your place in the universe. And I think it may be information you might not have heard before, you might not have heard anywhere else, and that's my hope. And I think it will really, really make a difference in your life. So the first thing I want to get into is a 7-minute online business blueprint. And for people who already have a business online, maybe you're actually almost every business has an online presence. So I have some advanced stuff at the end of this business blueprint, which I think you're really going to like. But what I really want to do first is just keep things simple and then show you that you can use this and take action. A lot of times when we're thinking about making more money, when we're thinking about business, we're fumbling around. There's so much information out there, and we forget about the simple things that we can do to take action, grow a business, and make it really, really amazing. And so this business blueprint is going to really help you. So before we get into that, I want to give you my background. I have a background in digital marketing. I've been doing it for 12 years. I've had my own companies since 2004, and I've generated millions of dollars of sales. And so I want to really, really, really help you to hone in on those specific things, those techniques and tactics you can actually do right now to grow a business, to attain freedom, to make more money so you can help your family, to feel successful. And in this country, that's what we view success as many times. And on the show, we're going to expand that definition of success. And I think we all have sort of a greater definition of that as well. But we're going to, it is what it is. Right now, that is a big part of life. Making more money and expanding our business. Also getting a better job. But we're going to focus on this right now. So in that time, in that 12-year period, I've been able to go to 33 countries. I speak a little Russian, a little Japanese, a little Spanish. I had some tough times as well. Some really, really tough times. But it's been such an honor to be able to help others to achieve their dreams and to grow your business so that you can also have freedom. So I'm going to start with some simple ideas, then I'm going to get into some advanced details, as I mentioned. It's just a blueprint, but I think it can really help, and I've done this for a long time, and I've helped a lot of people, and I hope to help you specifically watching on YouTube or listening on iTunes or to our audio feed as well. So let's get into this business blueprint. It's actually very simple, and it might take 7 minutes, and then I'm going to give you some advanced stuff, but let's get into it. So the first step is you need a market or a niche. You need to choose your market. You need to choose what area you're going to address. And what I really want to say about this is it's okay to target desperate buyers, people that really, really need help, and people that are spending money. And when there is a lot of competition, sometimes it's not a bad thing. There's a misconception out there that if there's a lot of competition, it could be a bad thing. But if you have really, really desperate buyers, people that need a lot of help, you can actually find a niche within that niche or improve on things that are within that niche. And there could be a lot of room for you to stake out your claim or to help people, really. It's really about helping people. So an example might be nutritional supplements, which we're going to sell. But there's a lot of room. There are so many things. And of course, you want it to be legitimate. And sometimes when you're selecting a market, you need to really be honest about what other people are doing when they are selling. Are they being honest? It's hard to compete if it's a tough market to remain honest in. You have to really pay attention because you're going to have to pay more to get a customer than somebody else might. So you want the buyers, you want a big niche where there's a lot of money being spent and where the buyers are really desperate for that product, but you want to make sure you're not competing with people who have to be a little bit dishonest, because it will cause your customer acquisition costs to go up, right? So you need to pick a market. And I recommend markets where there are desperate buyers that really, really need help. People really need help to build a business, for example. It's a market where people spend money. Sometimes there are things that you may be able to help seniors with, and they may have, or people that are a bit older, they may have a bit more disposable income. So you can help those people because they're spending money. So you want to get really honest about what markets is a lot of money being spent in, and what are the marketing techniques other competitors are using? And can you stake your claim in that market? Can you find a niche within a niche so that you can make a lot of money and grow your business? So you pick a market, very simple, step one. And I recommend you really research what the competitors are doing. Pay attention to every single small detail in a market you're thinking about joining. Find out how difficult it is to get into that market. And I'm going to hold off there because it's more advanced and there are a lot of details we can pay attention to. But the second thing you need in this simple business blueprint, online business blueprint, is you need a product or a service. You just need to sell something. You need to decide what you're going to sell and also what your upsells are going to be. A lot of times you may not make any money or even take a bit of a loss on your initial sale. So you need to find out, usually from researching your market, what are people selling exactly? What does it take to build something that they are selling? How difficult is it? If you're going to sell a service, you can go to Upwork.com and do freelance work right now, freelancer.com, guru.com. And those are sites where you can offer your own service. You can be a writer, you can be a programmer, but you still need to pay attention to how good are the other programmers if you're going to be a programmer and sell your services online. What are they offering? What does their profile look like? How much experience do they have? How much feedback do they have on Upwork? You get rated, right? So every single detail you want to pay attention to, and you really want to be honest about, again, getting back to step one, how big is that market? How many desperate buyers are there? If you're a programmer right now and you're good and you pay attention to detail, I would say there's a desperate market for programmers. Again, that's a selling a service where it's a bit of a job, unless you have a company and you have programmers working for you. But if you're a high quality programmer, people are desperate for that right now. I can tell you, you can do fairly well especially if you can pay attention to details and really do a great job. So you need a product or a service, and we'll get more into that perhaps in the advanced section. But step number three is you need a website. You need a place where you can actually take orders. And there are different types of websites and different types of pages. For example, when I cited Upwork.com, that's actually a profile page. If you're selling on eBay or Amazon, you're going to have a seller profile. Oftentimes, you'll have both a seller page on Amazon or eBay, and then you'll also have a private website where you sell your products online. And so you really need, I would say, both, but you can go in steps. The key is to do something and take action and then grow from there. To get sales, to get momentum, to get users, depending on what your business is. There are many types of businesses. Some business models require getting a lot of users first and then monetizing later. You have to really plan for that. How much is that going to cost? How easy is it going to be to get users? What's the reality of growing a company like that in terms of the company going viral or sort of users coming to you if you're not paying for those users, right? So you really need to get honest about that, but you need a website. It can be as easy. There are companies that either will build your website or there's Shopify and there's WordPress, but Shopify, I think, it makes it really easy to sell products online. So it's sort of pre-built and it's not as difficult to get your website up and running. And you can go on YouTube, find tutorials to buy your domain name, buy the hosting that could cost $1 a month, and get your website up. And make sure you pay attention to what good websites actually consist of. Just a website is not going to get it done. Depending on the niche, depending on how desperate people are, you could get away with a website that maybe doesn't look so good. For example, nutritional supplement manufacturers, they have sites that sometimes leave a lot to be desired. They're not focused on how great their website looks. They're focused on getting sales, and people, good manufacturers are actually kind of hard to find. I think there's actually an opportunity there, but there's so much that goes into being a manufacturer for nutritional supplements that the website is actually the least of their concerns. There's a lot of government regulation and requirements to go through in order to properly manufacture supplements that the website they're maybe not focused on. But you need to really pay attention to what every detail of what a good website or presence online is. It's not good enough necessarily just to show up online. And that goes for any type of company. If you're a local business, if you have a tanning salon, look at good tanning salon websites, even if they're in other states. What are they doing that you're not? Because you may not think that your website matters, but you could change your website and monitor the increase in sales. And it will tell you exactly how much extra money that's making you to have that updated website. You can actually quantify by testing how much that website is making you. For example, could you put an email form on your website, capture emails, send out coupons, and then you can actually measure how much additional sales volume you're getting from that website that you've updated, that feature that you've added, right? So you really need to, and this can be really advanced if you're building a social network. What features, all the features that Facebook has, what features will you need to have? Every single one, and how does it look? And you can get opinions from other people. You can actually do surveys online. You can say, do you like this design or this design better? And only do a simple page first. And then you can actually measure which design you're thinking about would be better. You can even ask them, do you like this better than Facebook's design? Yes or no. Do you like our features more than Facebook? So it gets more complex. So the next thing you need is traffic. And traffic is something that probably people are most concerned with. And they should be, because if you don't have traffic, if you're not getting eyeballs to whatever you're offering, wherever it is, whatever kind of business you are, whether you're a tangible sort of a brick and mortar business in the real world, they would say, and you're sort of trying to get an online presence and bring customers in from online, or whether you're a service that's just trying to get users and then you're going to have ads on your site, you still need eyeballs. And in the case of a site with ad revenue, which Google has paid us a lot of money, either millions or hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and from ad revenue, some of my companies in the past. So you need a lot of eyeballs. And you need millions of eyeballs, depending on what market you're in. So that's one where you really have to figure out, where is this traffic coming from? And how much is it going to cost? How much am I going to get paid? How easily can I scale it up against my competitors? Because you're going to have competitors doing the same thing. How could you get free traffic? Make a list of those things as well. Depending on what you're selling, if you're selling a product, you don't need millions of visitors to make a lot of money. You definitely don't need millions of visitors a month to make the equivalent of what a job would cost. If you're a local business, you don't need millions of visitors a month, unless maybe you're a national brand. I don't even know if any of them, probably some of them like Best Buy would have a lot of visitors a month, maybe millions of visitors a month. But you really need to get serious about traffic. There are free methods, there are paid methods, and the best way to do it is to try to figure out what your competitors are doing, where they're either buying their traffic or getting their traffic, and then you really want to improve on what they're offering. And it sounds like competition. That's the system we're in right now. I don't know that it's the best system. But actually, by competing, we're helping each other. That's actually what's going on. We're helping the world, because when things get better, it gets better for all of us. If things get cheaper, it gets cheaper for all of us. And the competitor that you're competing against, they might come out with something better and help the world as well. So in reality, we're helping each other. You want to be fair, but you know, you're going to find out where people are getting their traffic so you can have an idea of where to buy it or where to get it for free. And you want to improve and help people even more. And actually, in a desperate market, you might work with your competitors to get more sales. I'll give you an example for one market, internet marketing, or helping people with businesses online. Actually, those guys and girls work with their competitors all the time, and they have big commission sales, excuse me, they have big joint venture agreements, I should say, where they get commission, right? And so in that case, they're helping each other, but they're competing as well. They may have similar products, but they may have some different products. Somebody might like a lady's voice versus a man's voice, doing the same thing. And because a lot of people are spending money in that area, relatively speaking, they compete, but they actually help each other and work together. And so you can form partnerships with your competitors. You can sell other products of your competitors. You see this in supplements. You see it actually in a lot of places. And you're simply helping your competitors by taking a percentage if you sell their product and them doing the same for you. And in markets where there's so much demand, it's really a great strategy. But you need to have traffic, and you need to get an idea. Once you see where your competitors are getting traffic, you may have other ideas. You may be able to run radio ads where your competitors aren't. You may be able to do a better job. You may look and see that they're running AdWords ads on Google, and you might make it work on Bing with Bing ads, search engine ads, right? Search ads. And if you're a local business, find out where other local businesses are really, really making a ton of money. I mean, don't be lazy. Look, right? I have to say that to myself a lot just to do this episode. Just in order to be here, I have to think, man, I need to get going. I need to get moving. So you need traffic. And the final thing in this blueprint is you need to test. You need to test. And maybe this has gone over 7 minutes. I've given you some bonus time, right? And I'm going to give you even more. But you need to test. You need to figure out how to test. You need to find out how you could test every part of your business. But you start simple so you actually do something, right? So you might test your landing page. When people show up at your website, what gets them to subscribe to the emails more? You need to have a large enough sample size. So if you're going to test what makes people buy, you need thousands of visitors to get an accurate... You really need thousands of visitors anyway, but you need... Really, your purchase rate might be so low that to get a sample size, to get on a purchase, you need a lot more visitors than you might need on an email capture, where 30 to 40 to 50% hopefully are entering their name in your form, because the sample size can be smaller because more people are doing it. And you could test what layouts work. And that sounds simple to a lot of people. People have heard that before, but think about all of the things you can test. Every single thing, your video, your colors. Amazon tests the colors. They test their buttons. They test their upsells. What are you offering directly after your sale? You could test the process of upselling. You could test basically how the upsells appear after somebody buys your initial product. How do they look after? You could test that. There's so many things to test, but you have to do it. And at a local business, you could test how your store looks. You could ask people when they come in. You could have your receptionist ask, or whoever's greeting somebody when they come in, how they feel, and see another day how many more people feel positive when they walk in, and compare layouts of your store. You can compare ad text. There are so many things to test, but I would say don't get hung up on it at first. Test something, but keep going and understand that if you don't do this, you probably will have a tough time succeeding. I always like to see initial results, right? So you want to feel good and win when it comes to your testing. You want to win and get that feeling of winning, like you're getting something done, right? Like you are really getting some momentum. And when you're doing that, it makes you feel better. And you think, okay, well, I'm getting people to submit their email. I'm getting some momentum. And now I want to focus more, but they're not buying. So I'm going to test some more price points, $7 versus $27, get some momentum. So you need to test everything. Really, you can test everything, but get some momentum and actually do something. And it goes for anything you're doing in terms of business or making money. How your resume looks, how you're responding in interviews, what your cover letter says on the way back. Pay attention, and you really need a large sample size. Sometimes when we're doing a test by feel, we don't understand that we really need to a large sample size. But the more you do it, the better you might get at just feeling when you need to make adjustments based on how many responses you're getting, what's getting the better reaction, And that can really make or break a business, online or any business, anywhere, at the highest levels and the lowest levels. And most of the time, we're not paying attention to what people really, really want, even at the highest levels of business. And I've gotten into some advanced discussion, but I want to get into something that's a little bit more advanced, you know, and it has to do with passion. It has to do with passion. Because it doesn't matter what you're doing, how big your business is or how small it is. If you don't love it, why are you here? Why are you doing this? A lot of times it's for our families, and that's a great reason, because that could be a big reason why we're here. But why are you really here? And how can you integrate your passion into what you're doing that actually makes money? Because that's the biggest thing. We're not necessarily here to make money. We're not going to leave here with our money in these bodies, right? We're going to give it. Somebody's going to get it. The government or our families or somebody, right? But you really need to think about your passion, because if you're doing something and you don't like it, you could, for example, you could sell things on Amazon, make a lot of money. There are millions of people selling things on Amazon. You could make a little bit of money and eventually make a lot of money on Amazon. It's a bit difficult, but you could do it. You definitely could do it. I believe in you, and I really want you to be able to do anything you want. But my point is that you need to really get serious about why you're on the planet. And I'm talking to everybody. People that thought that business blueprint was simple, well, it's not necessarily so simple when you get into what is your purpose on this earth. Why are you here? I'm going to give you an example for me. I pay attention to details so much that it has actually hindered me in some cases, because it's a very rare thing to pay attention to details. And if you watch Steve Jobs in the movie Jobs, actually Ashton Kutcher plays Steve Jobs, right? He goes crazy. I mean, he yells like an insane person. He literally throws things, I think, swears up and down. And it's tough. It's painful to be that mad and to get so angry about everything. Details. Why are people not on time? Why are people trying to hold money? Why are things not working? Why doesn't my background look good? I mean, even about my own stuff, I notice everything. And I know this show hasn't been perfect, and I hope you can forgive me for that and work with me. And I really changed the direction of my life to fit in with my passion. And paying attention to those details is so important. But I guess I'm looping that in, really, when you really think about it, to your purpose here. And I want you to be honest with yourself and decide, am I helping the world? Is this why I'm here? Or am I kidding myself? Am I going to sell these products on Amazon and be thankful that I'm changing the world? Or do I need to do something else and even find a market where I can feel good every day? And for me, even working with people, doing things for my company, loving them no matter what they do, handling that situation better, handling people that are doing their best, that might be late sometimes, or doing things differently than I would. And it's been a big challenge. Because, and so you think about, well, why am I really here? What's my passion? To help people. I need to look at myself and decide, I need to make money to live. But beyond that, and some of us have families or children. I don't have any children, but my friends, a lot of them do, almost all of them that are my age. And so we may have to make a lot more money in that case. But beyond survival, why are you here? Why are you here? And then how can you make money and do something you're passionate about, which will help you do the job as a waitress, for example, or the job as a writer? And then how can you get something going maybe in addition to that, that you're passionate about? Or some people have great jobs. They take up maybe all of their time. And maybe they're not so happy. What are you really passionate about? My father plays trombone. He loves it. He worked as an executive for General Motors, and sometimes he wasn't able to play the trombone, but he did for a lot of years, the past 14 years. He retired this year. Congratulations, Dad, by the way. And he really, really was able to finally also do something he loved. So in that case, if you're a yoga instructor, you might not, there are ways to make a lot of money with yoga. You could develop an online course. You have to make sure people will buy it. You have to make sure there's a market for it. You might help people who do yoga make money as well and do yoga. Then people might buy that. You have to really be serious about what will actually bring in money with your passion. But let's say you just want to be a yoga instructor. And when you're a yoga instructor and when you're doing that, it makes that what you're doing to make money more enjoyable. And so you have to get serious about that. And that is an advanced technique. I don't care how much money you have, you're going to face that in your life. You're going to wonder, especially if things go south, if you have something great and then you lose it all. And I had an experience like that with real estate, where it was very tough. And in 2008, the entire world crashed. And a lot of people lost everything. Some people lost 20 houses and the market crashed. And I was very young at that time. So it can really, really start to, it's a gift. Those tough times are a gift because it can really make you think. When you've spent 5 years, you've built up millions of dollars of property and the entire thing crashes and you are young, you put everything into it, doubling down, and everything crashes and you lose everything, it can make you wonder what's important in life, right? Because you just put 5 years into something. All you were worried about was, I need this so I can do X. And a lot of times we have good reasons for that, family and other things. But you need to be passionate. You need to think about, why am I here? And that will help you to make money and to grow your business online or anywhere else. And also it will help you to get serious about life. And if I could help you to achieve your passion or achieve your dreams and feel more passionate and feel like you're doing the right thing, it would be the biggest honor of my life. It's literally why I am here doing this now. My entire life has changed the direction of my life. Doing this motivates me to be a better person all day, every day. It's not that I'm perfect at all, but I want to be better. I want to help more. I want to look at myself and be better. And talking and helping you, if I can, helps me be better as well. And it's an honor. That's why it's an honor. It's also just an honor to give to others and not expect anything back. So I'm really honored to do that. And a few more things that I think advanced marketers need to know. Sort of more advanced topics to do with money and business. And this is sort of a bonus as well. I wasn't going to do this, but I think that you really deserve to know, even if you think you have everything under control. I'm going to test you. So how are you attracting more market share? Or how are you attracting more customers and growing your market share? So a market could be so big, but are you getting new customers in ethical ways? And are you growing the size of the overall industry? What are you doing for that? What are the other people doing? And what can you do better than they are and improve and help people even more that might not know about your business? An example would be the NFL football, for those of you out of the United States, I think most people know what the NFL is, I hope, the Super Bowl, right? Football, American football. But how can they attract women? So they have a partnership with the Breast Cancer Awareness. They wear pink, and hopefully they attract more female viewers. But what can you do in your business? And this is if you're already humming along, making money, and your business is doing really well. And you might find ways, even if you're a small business or offering a service, you might be a programmer on Upwork.com, a freelance programmer, but can you grow your market share or get more customers, more clients off of the internet? Can you sell to businesses that you might find in your local area? And how could you do that? And these are things that other people are already doing, but you may not have thought of. New ways to bring in customers. Customers you may not have thought of. Churches, they need websites as well. Can you sell to them? So you really need to get serious about growing and expanding the size of your industry in many cases, and what you can do to help more people become aware of your product or service that's helping them, that they might not even be looking for it. They might not be interested in it. Tell them why they should be interested in it and talk specifically to them. So having better upsells is a key element. It's a key element. You could offer things that your competitors would never dream of offering. If you can offer an upsell as a nutritional supplement company for an in-person workshop and get some partners, some celebrities to come in that will really shoot to change people's lives, and they have experience doing it. Let's say the people on The Biggest Loser. We interviewed one of the chefs, I believe her name is Devin Alexander, for our women's site where we help women, called grandascent.com. And, you know, if you can get somebody like that in that has real experience changing people's lives and make that a live event, and that upsell converts really well, you can afford to pay more for customers and to get more people buying supplements, and you may be able to increase your market share because your overall customer value, how much money a customer spends with the initial purchase and all of the upsells, is you're making an average of more now because you have better upsells that other people haven't even thought of and wouldn't put together. So you need to get really serious about that, in my opinion. Getting better workers to work for you. Finding out what quality really is. That is the biggest thing I could tell somebody about growing your business online or offline and making money. Quality. What is quality? What is quality? I know, for example, this set, it's the best I could do right now. Sometimes you have to go with good enough, right? I'm talking about the video set. It's not, some sets cost millions of dollars, right? I know that. Sometimes you have to think you're going to start with something that's good enough and improve from there, right? And you want to get to a certain quality level, and if you could, you would go much higher. So, but really understand what quality level you need to be at to get launched, and then what real quality is, and what do people actually care about? In fact, I've heard other media companies talk about that people actually like amateur video where you're holding an iPhone, and they might share that more than they would something that looks like a news set or something like that. So you might be actually shocked to find out what people really, really want when they're looking at quality. What is quality? I can tell you on YouTube, fast transitions in between segments, which I'm not necessarily going to do with this format of show, but that seems to be a popular format. And so you can see that on YouTube by looking at what videos get shared, where it's moving very fast because people have low attention spans And you need to look at that. It doesn't mean there needs to be a set that's super expensive for your background and everything else. Not really. It may not even mean that. That might not be what quality is in terms of getting market share or getting views on YouTube. But you also have to think about, is that going to equal dollars? If you're a TV network and you're trying to sell to advertisers, they may look at your set, right? So you're going to have to figure out what quality is. And also to get better workers that understand that as well. And that is very tough right now. Somebody that pays attention, that's on time, that does what they say they're going to do, and understands what quality is, that is a good employee or independent contractor. That's what you want to look for. And just that alone, those two things, quality and then getting people working for you that understand, that do all of those things I mentioned, that's absolutely amazing. So you need to pay attention at every level, in my opinion. I need to do that. And I do that. We all can do that better. Doesn't matter how much money we've made. And actually, when you get better at paying attention, you become aware of more things in life, things that you never thought mattered. And it can open your mind and it can expand your mind. And we can be afraid of that. We all have a certain amount of fear of that. Why are we here? This table is 99.99% empty space. This table right here. So we can get into that later, but I'm really honored to share. I went well over 7 minutes, but with all that bonus material, you can see that I'm really passionate about helping you. It is absolutely the reason I am here on this earth, is to help you. And so I don't mind giving you more free content, free advice, whatever I can do to help you to make more money, to have more freedom, and to feel like you're more successful. We're going to expand on that definition of success, but you're going to make short-term goals and long-term goals, and then the biggest thing is just do it. So I hope you enjoyed this 7-minute online business blueprint with a lot of bonus material. We went well over 7 minutes, and I want you to utilize the law of action right now after you get done with this episode and just do something. Just do it. That's the most essential thing you can do. But you can pay attention as you do things and take it in steps. Take it in steps. Pay attention to every part of how other people did what you want to do. Even if you're a medium-sized business and you want to become a large business, what do you really need to do to make that happen? And if you can't do that, what are other ways to do it that other people may not have thought of? And you can apply that to every part of business and making money, no matter if you're trying to get a better job or you're a large company.